Okay, I'm speaking about matrix analytic method, and I have a specific way to look at it, and that's through what I call state reduction, or in the talk later I call it censoring. However, if you look at the proofs as given by Newtz, they are practically identical to the ones as I have them here. Okay. Now, I restrict myself to the QBD process. I don't know whether the QBD process needs much introduction. But anyhow, in the QBD process, we have these repeating blocks in the transition matrix. Thus, there are blocks of going up one level, which is A0, blocks of staying down at the same level, or a block of staying down at the same level, A1, and a block of going down a level, A2. And that is true for all levels. So you have here A0, A2, A1, A0. Next year you would have A2, A1, A0. Next you would have A2, A1, A0, and so forth. Well, first we look, and while the only difference is that initially, at the boundary, you have different matrices. So the top matrix, ABB, is different, and then you have an AB0, A0B, and we ignore these matrices for the moment. Actually, we will only look at this particular problem here. However, this top problem can always convert it into this next problem. I will show that to you later. And now you have worked all day, you have listened all day, and I think what you should be doing now is you should be writing down the equilibrium equations of this particular Q, right? Can you do that? Well, you have to find, you see, our problem is to find the equilibrium probabilities pi. Pi is partitioned according to levels. So you have a pi 0, pi 1, pi 2. And now how are the equilibrium equations? A 0, 0 times? You don't?
What's your question?
The question is, find the equilibrium probabilities. The question is, find the equilibrium probabilities corresponding
zero,
to the... Absolutely. Yes, yes, okay. Yeah, we should give him a pause, I guess. Anyhow. Yes, these are sets of states. The pi 0 is the set of all states in level 0. Level 0 being the first block, so to say. Then inside these levels, we have what is called phases. Like you can be in phase 0, phase 1, phase 2, or phase 1, 2, up to n. The number of phases is n, and n is at the same time also the size of these matrices, the dimension of these matrices. Okay. Now, again, maybe I shouldn't even state that. Why is that type of thing important? Well, this is important because in many cases we have two variables, say a first Q, which would be the level, a second Q, which would be the phase. So here I have a simple example. You have two Qs in sequence, and the number in the first Q is the level, I denote it by x1, and the number in the second Q is x2, and x2 is limited to be less than or equal to n minus 1. Actually, if you have n minus 2 and the first server finishes the service, then the person served tries to go into the second queue, but it's stuck in the first queue. Thus, we have blocking. Thus, whenever you go from n minus 2 to n minus 1, you have blocking. And to express this, I have here the events. So there's an event arrival, which increases the level by 1, the first q by 1, leaving the second q the same, has a rate of lambda. Then eventually this person finishes with server 1 and goes to server 2. Therefore, the level goes down by 1, the phase increases by 1, the rate is mu 1. And finally, here we have the phase decreases by 1, and the rate is mu 2. And the problem is to find the pij, that is the probability that x1 is I and x2 is j. And the pi i's, they are now the pij's for level I, right, where j is 0, 1, up to n minus 1. Pi is a vector. Yes, the pi i's are vectors. Pi i's are vectors. That's correct. Okay. So this is, another thing that you should figure out, maybe I cover that. Well, I told you that if you go up one level, it's what? It's, should I take the next one now? If you go up one level, the matrix is A0. If you don't go down one level, it's A2. Yes, so we have here A0, A2, and A1. And A1, of course, also contains the diagonal. Okay? Okay. Now, let us do that thing first finite, in a finite context, and then we extrapolate to the infinite context. So let us now assume that x1 is not infinite, but x1 can only go up to m. And then we have a finite transition matrix, as you see here. Finite transition matrix, as you see here. Now, I could again ask you to derive the equilibrium equations. Maybe I cover them. Well, whatever it is. Okay, thus we have here the same as before. There's, of course, an error, but you don't find that out, I guess. Or do you? Yeah, anyhow. Let's go on then. Okay, and for the last equation, let's solve the last equation for pi m. What does it give? Well, you multiply by ym to the minus 1. And what you have here is then pi m equals pi m minus 1 times minus y to the minus 1. Okay, so you multiply that by minus y to the minus 1 here and here, and then you get that one here. Okay, so you can do that with pencil and paper. And then you do the normal substitution. Okay, you all can do that, I guess. Those, you plug in, you take the equation for m minus 2. This n is equal to m minus 2. Take this equation up there. Replace pi m by this expression here. And you get this thing here, okay? Now you notice that pi m minus 1 appears twice here. Here with a factor A1, with a matrix A1, and here with a matrix A0 minus y to the minus 1. Thus, we can combine these two factors. Thus, that gives now this thing here, A1 plus A0 minus y m to the minus 1 A2. And we can call that ym minus 1. And then you get a smaller matrix with the last equation being pi m minus 2 a 0 plus pi m minus 1 y m to the minus 1. Thus, instead of m, we have, instead of m up there, we have now a matrix with m minus 1. Okay. So this is block elimination, and it's easy to explain to students, provided they have a little bit of linear algebra. But there is now more to it. And now we come to the idea of censoring and state reduction, which is really crucial in that case here. So suppose you have the process, original process, but you observe it only if it's in levels 0, 1, up to m minus 1. You don't observe it if it is in level m. But you retime it again. You can think of a movie And the high points are, so to say, censored. They are cut out, but things are spliced together afterwards. Okay? Now, we still need to know, because we have a process where, while the sample function is in level M, we still have to know where we go back to M minus 1, which state, which phase we reach when we go back to M minus 1. And in order to do that, we need to know the so-called fundamental matrix, the fundamental matrix to specifically of the process given while you are in level M, which is YM. It's a stochastic process which starts when you enter level M and finishes when you leave level M. Okay? And the fundamental matrix, we call it U, can be found as follows. So this is the process we look at here, YM. As you, it's a Markov process, it's an absorbing chain. Thus we can write the matrix exponential. The transient solutions of Markov processes are given by the matrix exponentials, exponential YM times T. Now we want to have that, the probability to be in the different states at time T, but we want to have the times in the state rather than the probabilities at a certain state. Thus we have to integrate that expression from 0 to infinity. Thus this is this integral here. That is our fundamental matrix of YM. And now you can work that out. I wrote it here. I don't know whether it's quite correct, but anyhow, it's good enough. Yes, please. It's okay. You get the negativity here because you have here top minus the bottom. It goes to infinity. No, you don't have negative. You see, your integrate T, the time goes from the moment you enter level M until the moment you leave. Moment you enter level M is our zero, and the moment you leave. You see, you start with a certain state in that level. Okay, and what you notice here when you do the integration is that the fundamental matrix is just minus y to the m to the minus 1. This minus y to the m to the minus 1 must be positive. It's expected times, therefore positive. And well, if you remember, which probably after a good meal is maybe more difficult, but if you remember, we had ym minus 1 equals a1 plus a0 y to the m to the minus 1 a2. Thus, now we have an interpretation for y to the minus y to the m to the minus 1. Before I go on, let us continue. First, doing block elimination, thus you can eliminate level M first, then level M minus 1, M minus 2, until you come to level N. Thus, eventually you reach your level N and you get a matrix, say A superscript N, which is the same as the first matrix, except here you have a YN. Okay? And our equations are then as follows. If you take the last equations, that would be pi n minus 1 a0 plus pi n yn. If you solve this particular equation, you get pi n equals pi n minus 1 a0 minus y to the n to the minus 1. And here you get a formula for y n to the minus 1. And this way you can recursively calculate the y. Because what you do is, you essentially do block elimination. But this block elimination has a probabilistic interpretation. And we will use that probabilistic interpretation in order to go to infinity. By the way, according to Kemeny, Snell, and Knapp, these types of things work also if the matrices eliminated are of infinite dimensions. The only thing is that the inverse is no longer unique. Okay, so let's now look at this again. Now, I always forget these formulas, therefore I write it when I listen to other talks. I assume it's the same thing with you when you listen to my talks, as I give you the formula again. The essential formula is yn minus 1 equals a1 plus a0 minus yn to the minus 1 a2, where a0 is the rate of going from n minus 1 to n, going, there's another error. It's a2, yes. Great. Sorry for that. The rate of going up is a0, and this one here would be a2. Oh, yeah. Anything else? Yeah. A. No, it's a2. Okay, and we already discussed it earlier. Minus yn to the minus 1 is the expected time you stay in the different states of level n as you go to level n and before you return again. And now, what is Rn? Well, maybe you read it yourself what Rn is and you kind of try to figure it out why that is. Rn is the expected time in state level n phase j, I abbreviate it by nj, for each time unit you spend in level n minus 1 I. That's the rnij, so to say, are these expected times. And if you look at it, you should be able to find that quite easily. And this level R, that corresponds, as I will show you later, to the level R of Knuth as n decreases to minus infinity. We also have a matrix Gn, which is the probability, given the sample function starts in state Ni, it will hit phase J when coming down to level n minus 1 as your sojourn above n, so to say, ends. And now this guy here, this whole thing here, is what? This is the rate of going from phase I, level n minus 1, to phase j, level n minus 1, not directly, but via level n. Okay, so this equation now here says yn minus 1 is obtained by the rates of going from n minus 1 to n minus 1 directly, plus going from n minus 1 to n minus 1, making an excursion above n, above n. Okay, so this is here the interpretation. And now we want to show that as you increase the size of your original Markov chain, then your values Rn converge to a value R and the Gn converge to a value G, which are essentially the values R and G given by Knuth. I come to that later on. Thus, what you do is, well, we have here now an above n sojourn sample function beginning when you go to the level, from the level n to the level n plus 1 and ending when returning to level n. And a0 minus yn plus 1 to the minus 1 a2, as I mentioned, that is an above n sojourn. Now, these above n sojourns, they have a maximum, provided the process is recurrent. Sooner or later you will go back, provided the process is recurrent. Of course, if it's not recurrent, you may not never go back. But we assume that the process is recurrent, and you have a maximum, let's call the maximum n plus s, and this maximum that s has a proper distribution, which is given by p s greater or equal to D. And if P s greater or equal to D goes to zero, because it's a proper distribution, as D goes to infinity. Okay, and now we cut this here thing in two parts, those parts that go beyond the maximum, n plus, we go beyond n plus s, and the parts that go below. Okay? And we denote these two parts respectively by a0 minus y to the minus 1, minus y n plus 1 to the minus 1, here we have it, to d. Okay, subscript d. So this here is, these are the parts that never will reach d here. And these are the parts that are above d. Now, in order to get the whole thing, you have to multiply these expressions with their corresponding probabilities. Okay, so these are the probabilities. Now let's have a look at it. This probability here, s greater d, that the maximum is greater d, goes down to zero. So this second term here disappears. Now for the first term, if m is greater d, then this first term is independent of m. It's independent of m. It's independent of ym. You never reach level m. Therefore, it must be independent of level m, which means that the yn plus 1 here is independent of n as well. Because as you are far away, enough away from the boundary m, your ym and your gn and rn converge to y, g, and r. So yn, gn, and converge to y, g, and r. And these y, g, and r are now exactly the thing that Newts does. So we have, well, it's actually the formula that I give you, so many of you will know it. We have Newts claims, but before Newts, Wallace claimed that pi n equals pi 0 times this matrix R, R being a0 minus y to the minus 1, to the power of n. And actually, when you look at this formula, you can really explain that quite easily. You should look at times. The time spent in level n can be found by multiplying the corresponding taking r to the n, which is actually r to the n, is the time you spend in level n for each time unit you spend in level 0. Okay? Again, the r to the n is equal to the time you spend in level n for each time unit you spend in level 0. And then if you have this interpretation, the whole thing, the whole formula makes sense in that sense. Now, Wallace and after him Newts, and Newts propagated really, didn't give that interpretation. They just wrote down pi n equals pi 0 r to the n, where r is the minimal solution of a0 plus ra1 plus r square a2. Okay, and you can prove that in a number of ways. There's one proof. If you are a fast reader, you can read it here. It's the same interpretation, and as I mentioned earlier, you really have the same kind of argument in Newts. It's just done a little bit in a different way. Okay, Newts also has a matrix G, which is really minus y to the minus 1 a2. That's his matrix G. And G is the probability that an above n minus 1 sojourn starts in n minus 1 I and ends in n minus 1 j. So you go from level n minus 1 somewhere above n minus 1 and return then in some state j in level n again. So these are the matrices that Knuth uses, and if you have Y, you can get both R and G. And here we have now the summary of the probabilities that we use. And by the way, this algorithm, you can also find that in a paper written by Guy Latouche. It's different arguments, but it's the same mathematical formulas. So what you do is you select a YM, as I had in the first matrix. Then you iterate yn minus 1 equals a1 plus a0 minus yn to the minus 1 a2. You can do that in place. That is, yn can always be the same matrix in your computer, because you don't need much space. And then you iterate until two iterates are close enough. Then you have reached the matrix Y at a enough precision. And once you have that, then you calculate R. Oops. R is equal to, by definition, R is equal to A0 minus Y to the minus 1, A0 multiplied by the fundamental matrix. And once you have R, well, the formula that we need is pi n equals pi 0 R to the n. Thus, we need still pi 0. We need still pi 0. And in order to use pi 0, then you use the Meyron formula, which Meyron just derived in the beginning of the lecture. And that's this one here, pi 0 plus a 0 0 plus pi 1 a 2. That's pi 0 a 0 0. Now, pi 1 is pi 0 r. Right, A1 is pi 0 R, because you put that in here. That thing is a Markov chain, really. And you solve that for pi 0. But it being a Markov chain, you cannot use all the equations. You have only n minus 1 equations. It's the last equation as normal. You have to use the condition that the sum of all the pi n must be equal to 1. Thus, we now just work that out. 1 equals pi to the n times e, where e is a vector consisting entirely of 1. Thus, we take the sum, essentially. And then you have this expression here, and it's a geometric series. Thus, you get pi 0 I minus r to the minus 1 e. Same formula we find in Knuth as well. Yep. Yeah. Previous slide. Yes. Well, or n back to n. Actually, when you noticed, I shifted from n minus 1 to n minus 1 and n minus the n. Because you have to go from n from some level to the next higher level, return at some higher levels for some time, and return to the same level again. So whether you call that level n or n minus 1, it doesn't matter. No, it's the same level. You will start at a level n minus 1, say, and go to the back to the level n minus 1. Or start at a level n and... What? Oh, yes, you are right. Sorry. Yeah, okay, another error. Starting from N. Yes, you start from N. Yeah, okay. Yes, think of it, yeah. Okay. Sorry for that. Okay. Well, thanks for pointing that out to me. Okay. And now, how much time do I still have? The essential thing. Oh, yeah, great. Thus, the next thing is we had a small complex Markov chains. We had boundary conditions, say A, B, B, A, B, 0, A, 0, B, A, 0, 0, A, 0, A, 1, A, 2, A, sorry, what was it? A, B, B, A, 0, 0, A, 0, sorry, 0, 0, 0, A2, A1, A0, 0, 0, 0, and so forth, right? So here we have boundary conditions, and we can deal with the boundary conditions in two ways. We can either block eliminate the boundary B, B for boundary, and what we get is pi B is pi 0, A 0, B minus A, B, B to the minus 1, the same way as we did before. And what we do is we substitute pi B, and which yields a particular matrix, which I didn't write on here. And this matrix is the same as the matrix I had in slide 2, this matrix here, except that A00 is now replaced by A00 bar. So you can just block eliminate this one here, and then you get this one here. An alternative way to deal with this problem is as follows. We reduce the matrix one by one, and we always get the same y here, right? The y here that stays, so to say. As you go and eliminate, you converge to y. Initially, you don't have y. You have ym, ym minus 1. But as you go on, you have a value y. And you can go until this, until you have a Markov chain of this size here. And then you can solve this Markov chain essentially directly. While you want to probably reduce it once more, you eliminate this level here. You get these two levels, and then you use your normal standard way to find the equilibrium solutions in a Markov chain. And except for a factor, these probabilities are equal to the probabilities of levels B and levels 0. Okay, thus you can adapt it to, you can adapt this type of thing to the case where you have irregular initial conditions, either from below by eliminating the boundary, or from above by using the fact that you really do block elimination. And here I have the case where the boundary conditions are different from the other conditions. Well, it's essentially the same thing as we had before. You can have a look at the formulas. You just have to make sure that the sum of all probabilities is equal to 1. Now, you may ask, and I was asked several times, well, isn't that what I do, just cutting the things at level M and doing the calculation? And it is not, for two reasons. First of all, when you do truncation, you have at the end yn, yn plus 1 up to ym, which are, from a certain point onward, different from y. So that's the first difference. So you really extrapolate. You go down and you find that y is now always the same. You go up again. The second thing is we truly go, when you look at the things, we truly go to infinite for our Norman constant. Thus, it is not the type of, not just truncation. It is more than that. Okay, now, if I have a minute, I can also talk about another thing. Latouche and Ramaswamy also did a logarithmic algorithm to do this thing faster, that you ensure faster conversion. And this logarithmic algorithm, as some people pointed out, is really equal to cyclic reduction. Thus, what is cyclic reduction? Well, I wrote down here three equilibrium equations. And what you do, what you can do is you can eliminate from these three equilibrium equations, you can eliminate pi n. So here we have pi n minus 1. You can eliminate pi n. You have pi n plus 1 and pi n plus 3. You can do that by doing, you see, by multiplying equation 1 by minus a to the minus 1, a 0. Equation 2 you take as is, and equation 3 you multiply by that expression, and then you get this expression down here. This reduces the number of equilibrium equations by a factor of 2. Now you can repeat it, again reducing it by a factor of 2, and in this way you reduce the number of equilibrium equations quite rapidly. And that then leads to the logarithmic algorithm of Lucantoni and Ramaswamy. Okay. Latouche Ramaswamy, yes.